An update now on real estate. The housing bust has made it possible for many who want to own homes to jump into the market, at least in theory. But these entry-level buyers are facing stiff competition from professional house flippers and other investors. From member station KQED, Stephanie Martin reports.
California resident Andrew Cummings says he didn't understand why his wife, Akemi, was so set on owning a home until she took him to Japan and showed him the tiny shack where she grew up.
By American standards, it wasn't up to snuff. And basically, from then on, she's always had a dream of buying a house.
But when the couple married 10 years ago, that dream remained a distant one. They were living in San Francisco, one of the priciest real estate markets in the country. All they could afford was a studio apartment, and even that was $1,200 a month.
And this is while I was driving taxi cab, working in a plant nursery, doing landscape maintenance while I was in school for landscape architecture.
Cummings says after he graduated, they considered buying a small condo in Contra Costa County, a less expensive area about 45 minutes east of San Francisco. But the price tag was still too high at $325,000. Then late last year, as foreclosures in the county hit record levels and home prices plummeted, they resumed the search for a dream home. The problem this time, though, wasn't the price. It was the competition.
A lot of the places I looked at, I would always see like a Mercedes and a Lexus parked out front. And there's no way that somebody's driving a Mercedes was going to be buying the house that we were looking at.
Cummings repeatedly ran into and was beaten to the punch by what's known as vulture investors because of their appetite for foreclosures. Their goal? Refurbish the homes quickly and sell them for a profit.
1720, Unit B.
Twice a day, each weekday, about two dozen or so gather on the steps of the Contra Costa County Courthouse to bid on local homes. They carry stacks of cashier's checks.
You know, we're all friends, sort of like attorneys, you know. They all smile and say hello to each other, but they cut each other's throat every chance they get. Same thing.
Scott Jones says he's been investing in homes for years, but right now, he and his competitors are especially hungry to make the most of the depressed market. They enter fierce bidding wars, driving up prices.
People are paying a lot of money for houses, making it very difficult to make money.
But making money is not what it's about for regular buyers like Andrew and Akemi Cummings. They just want a home. But they're at a disadvantage. Unlike professional investors, they'll have to live with any problems the house might have. All cash was never an option. Andrew Cummings says they found the perfect four-bedroom in Contra Costa for $200,000, made an offer, and watched with anguish as they lost it to an investor.
We're playing with our heartstrings here. This buying a home is our dream. And to get beat out, you know, for somebody just looking to make a quick buck, it's not a very good feeling.
This is my dream room.
Still, the house hunt had a happy ending, and the Cummings daughter, Kaide, even got the pink bedroom she was hoping for.
And I have two kitchens. One...
Plenty of room for her toy kitchens with plastic pots and pans.
Big, big, big.
That's how Akemi Cummings describes the three-bedroom home they moved into last month. It's larger than anything she ever imagined living in. They found the home on an internet site listed under the wrong county. They pounced, moving so quickly, vulture investors had no time to find out about it. The cost? $195,000. Now the Cummings hope they'll be on the right side of the home buying curve. At the peak of the housing boom, this house sold for over $500,000. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Martin.
And you can follow the foreclosure crisis by subscribing to our Planet Money podcast at npr.org.